Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We talk on all kinds of topics today. We have Bill Lindsay. He's a legislator with the Suffolk County. And we've been talking about some business development ideas and things that regulations in the last segment. But we wanted to talk about the physical environment of, the quality of the air, the quality of the water, and things like that. What legislation, if any, have you put your name on involving the environment, Mr. Lindsay?
Well, we just, my legislative district covers the South Shore. So it runs as far east as Blue Point and as far west on the South Shore to Oakdale. And we have a tremendous issue with nitrogen levels within the Great South Bay. So part in my district in Oakdale, we have the Grand Canal, which is an area that runs through Oakdale up the Connecticut River and around. So I sponsored legislation earlier in the year to do an environmental and a health study on the canal because the residents would like to have the canal dredged. They'd like to have the wetlands opened up for many reasons. Number one, to release the nitrogen levels that are in there and get them to get the bay cleaned up, get the river cleaned up and the canal cleaned up, but also to allow the water to freely flow in and out by dredging it will enable less flooding in the area, will better protect those.
Is that region affected by the breach in Fire Island?
There hasn't been any data that shows that it has been affected directly by it. We haven't seen anything to that effect. If anything, we've seen a cleaning out of the bay with the opening of the breach, but it's something that's debated on both sides.
Well, I meant in a positive way.
I think in a positive way, yeah. You have seen the bay is cleaner than it has been in years. You just read recently in the last week or so, they started farming Blue Point oysters again, which hasn't happened in the last 20 or 30 years. I'm a boater myself, and I've seen tremendous difference in the Great South Bay in the last 2 years. But we have areas like the Grand Canal that haven't been dredged in years. You have years and years of sediment sitting in the bottom there. You have no water freely flowing through. So when you get stagnant water, you end up with all kinds of health and environmental issues.
When they built Kennedy Airport many years ago, they cut off part of the bay, and they really made a cesspool out of it by doing so. And I don't think we have any kind of infringement on the environment to that magnitude anywheres here.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that someone might want to close that breach for good reasons too, I'm sure they can have good reasons for that. Maybe we should let it be and let it continue to add the heavy salinized water from the ocean to mitigate some of the pollution that we can't seem to avoid.
I agree, and I would like it to, for us to continue to watch it and study it to see that it is having more positive effects than negative. It's not going to be all positive. There's going to be some negative effects, but at this time, I think the positive outweighs the negative.
Well, the wise guy expression was, the solution to pollution is dilution. And, well, it's true. If you're out in the middle of the ocean and you throw a bucket of dirty water over the side, it's not going to make a lot of difference. But, we capture a lot of what we pollute, and we destroy a lot of the wetlands and things like that with what we pollute. And so it's important that we actually solve the problem rather than dilute it.
I agree. And probably the biggest step towards that solution, and it's an initiative that I'm very supportive of, is creating a new sewer district on the South Shore to sewer the areas of Oakdale.
How is that going? Do you have any resistance to that?
We don't have any resistance from the local public. It's more a governmental issue, intergovernmental issue at this point, and trying to get the funding from the federal government. And what we're trying to do from a county basis is tap into federal funds that were provided for Sandy relief that will assist in paying the enormous cost of what it would, to put sewers in, not just in the businesses, but we'd like to sewer all the homes in that Oakdale region. When you're in that region, you travel in there, you start digging down into the ground, the water level, water table is very, very high. So you get two shovels into the ground, and you're already hitting water.
You know, Bill,
most of the people living down there can't even shower and do laundry on the same day because of the water table and their accessible situation.
Bill, I connect a lot of things that don't seem to be connected. For example, I was listening to Bill Clinton one day talk about what the two greatest foreign policy things we ever did was the Marshall Plan and the Peace Corps. Now, both of those things cost a lot of money. The Peace Corps didn't really cost a lot of money. They were doing that for, I think, $100 million a year. But the idea was that by perfecting systems that work, we do more for the peace of the world than anything we can do with a cannon. And by creating clean water systems and being able to promote that around the world is probably a good business plan to get it out there across the world. But it also creates populations around the world that respect us for what good we do. And so I see things all connected. Do you ever think in those terms, or are you just you're probably a very practical man? I am not.
I try to be very practical, but I think all politics are local. When you look at the sewer issue for as an example, you say, okay, it's an environmental issue. Well, it's really not. It's also more so even it's an economic issue, where you have areas that cannot be developed. Like if you look at downtown Sayville. Because there's no sewer system.
Right.
You literally cannot build another store, another apartment, another building there because they're at the maximum capacity for in-ground cesspools.
So from your point of view, you're not only doing something good for the environment, but you're also doing something good for the economic health of the region that you're doing it.
Absolutely. In. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, you and I agree on that, I think. There's no question about that. But the ramifications are really much bigger in my point of view, in my thinking terms. And in the elected arena of the elected official, you have to get reelected, you know, to get anything done. So you can't get too intellectual about it. You really have to show practical solutions.
Yes, I'll leave the intellect to you.
Good. They can't fire me. I mean, I can't be fired by an election process anyway. I can get fired any other way, you know. But in any case, I like to think in bigger terms because it's a good motivator.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer. You dream big.
Yeah, and you know, if you can do something on this local level, we can do something that's very good. For example, if we develop, I've been a big proponent of the maglev train. If we develop the maglev train for this country, we'd have a sellable item that we could sell all over the world. Not only would we be reducing pollution and things like that, we'd be filling our pockets with some of the highest paid jobs you can imagine. And that would be a home run.
I agree.
So, you know, science is so important. And what do we have here at Brookhaven National Laboratories? That is an amazing place. Do you get to see those people from time to time?
I do. We're very, as you can imagine, you know, Brookhaven National Lab is an integral part to Suffolk County's economy. And, I have had the pleasure of going out and on several occasions and seeing the lab and seeing the great work that they do.
And they've been a member of LIMBA since forever. And, and I bring in their scientists from time to time to talk to us to get us an idea where we can go in the world. Yeah. So, I'd love to see you come to some of our meetings, particularly when we have those things. You're always my guest.
I would love to, yeah, absolutely. And I think most people aren't familiar with the lab and what they do there. The work is amazing. It's run by the federal government, the Department of Energy. But most of the people that are coming and working there are from all over the world.
And you know what? They create a knowledge that no one knows how to use when they make it, but somebody comes along and says, this is really valuable. That's how we got to fiber optics many years ago. And
absolutely.
It was an accidental discovery almost. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've been talking to Legislator Bill Lindsey, and this is Ernie Fazio. And we'll be back in a few moments. And I want to thank you for listening. 103.9 FM. Thanks.